The day had begun badly. At breakfast, Rick was sullenly quiet as he scrambled eggs, still resentful that Frankie had left him alone with the television the night before so she could talk to Domino on the phone for an hour. He had grumbled, and Frankie defended her right to choose any friend she wanted, even a woman with no home who had to borrow a phone and worked at a fast food restaurant. The way Rick put it, Frankie preferred a homeless woman's company over his, and in a way, he was right. That morning, Glory didn't want her eggs, and Rick, normally a paragon of parenting, threw her plate into the sink. Glory cried. He made a guilty fuss, apologizing, as if a father didn't have every right to lose his temper. The general had certainly yelled at Frankie a few thousand times. Weepy and plaintive afterward, Glory begged to stay home, but Frankie put her foot down. "School's your job. You go whether you want to or not." She practically had to shove her daughter out of the car in front of the Arcadia school. By the time Frankie got to the MCRD, her nerves were shredding, and she lost her temper 3 times before noon. Glory was morosely uncommunicative when Frankie picked her up at the curb in front of the school that afternoon. Waiting, she stood apart from the other girls, chewing the end of her corn-colored ponytail, her expression a thundercloud on the hot Indian summer day. She slung her backpack over the seat back. "Whoa, easy there, Tiger." Frankie forced a lilt into her voice, a lightheartedness she did not feel. She looked at Glory more closely. "You okay? Have you been crying? Why were you crying?"
"I am so hot. I'm gonna die. They ought to close school when it gets this hot. Back east, they have snow days. We ought to have heat days."
"You know it's always like this in September, and they can't close school. You only started back last week."
"When's it gonna rain?"
Glory flapped her skirt up and down in front of the air conditioning vent.
"I'm gonna die if it doesn't rain soon."
"Stop being dramatic, Glory. Believe me, this heat is nothing to complain about." Frankie had landed in Kuwait in midwinter when it was cold and the air cracked like dry twigs. She remembered thinking what would become a theme running through every day's thoughts. "When will it rain? I'm going to die if it doesn't rain soon." Her lips, the corners of her eyes, and inside her nose had cracked and bled in the dry, frigid air. She begged Rick to send economy-sized jars of petroleum jelly, but this made the condition worse. The sand stuck to it, made a crust. Gradually, the days had warmed, and at first, the heat was a welcome relief. But by the time she left Baghdad in early August, the thermometer often read 115 or 20 degrees in the middle of the day, and no one, not even the Iraqis, was comfortable. Regardless of the temperature, on community visits, she wore her camis with the sleeves buttoned at the wrist and tucked into her boots, Kevlar and helmet, sometimes gloves and goggles. Under all this, she sweat, and no matter how much water she drank, she was always thirsty. She longed for water. She thought about water all the time and in every form, from ocean waves to rain. The more water she drank, the more she sweat. Her body stopped feeling like her own.